But when you start looking at the dairy cow and the impact of the heat stress, there's not only multi-lactation impacts from heat stress, there's also multi-generational impact from heat stress. And so when we start looking at ways to manage through that nutritionally, there's lots of options out there, but heat stress impacts so many different areas of the animal and so many different systems. There's really no silver bullet.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasale, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision formulated milk replacers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we're dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in dairy nutrition. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead of the curve with today's episode. So today we are joined by Dr. Brian Campbell, who's the ruminant product manager for Fortiva. A lot of the work you've been focusing on for recent years is looking at how heat stress has these long-term multi-lactational impacts. So what does your research tell us about how we can mitigate that stress or mitigate those impacts through nutrition?
So when you start looking at the impact of heat stress, I mean, obviously everybody thinks about it during the summer when it gets hot. But when you start looking at the dairy cow and the impact of the heat stress, there's not only multi-lactation impacts from heat stress, there's also multi-generational impact from heat stress. And so when we start looking at ways to manage through that nutritionally, there's lots of options out there. But heat stress impacts so many different areas of the animal and so many different systems. There's really no silver bullet, and anything we do is reducing the impact. It's not going to make it go away completely. But there are lots of options out there from essential oils. There are osmolytes. There's chromium has an impact on heat stress. Yeast has an impact on heat stress. So there's lots of different ways that we can manage through that nutritionally.
Okay. So I've done a lot of work over the years with some probiotics and prebiotics and all that fun world of the yeast products. So what kind of role do you think yeast has in helping that animal both maintain their lactation, their milk production when they're going through those heat stresses, but also how does it affect those long-term? And I'm really fascinated by this idea of the multi-generational impacts.
When you start looking at the prebiotics, probiotics, and those yeast components, I think you've got a couple different factors going on there. I mean, obviously there's, you know, anything that we can do with the prebiotics and probiotics to improve the overall health of the animal is going to allow that animal to better deal with stress. The other thing is a benefit to fermentation. When you start looking at the heat that's produced from fermentation and compounding that with ambient heat, if we can improve that fermentation, we get less heat of fermentation produced. So it's less overall heat on the animal.
Fortiva is moving beyond feed additives to create foundational ingredients that work with your dairy operation to support resilience and health. With proven technologies like Amulet and Efficient Z, Fortiva helps you address the toughest challenges in dairy production, from gut health to growth performance. Together we can make animals more resilient in the face of future challenges. Learn how at fortivaimpact.com.
Well, I started doing nutrition back the first time chromium became this thing, when chromium picolinate was a big deal back in the 90s. And, you know, now it's becoming a thing again. So how do you think chromium helps support this milk production in mitigating that heat stress?
So I think there's, and I am by no means an expert on chromium, but there's research out there showing changes in blood glucose levels, which obviously impacts milk production. And again, I'm not an expert on chromium, but we do know that when feeding chromium, we see an improvement in milk production. By using chromium at times of heat stress, you're going to reduce the losses that you see, because when animals are under heat stress, or really any type of stress, one of the first things you see is a reduction in intake, which drives down their ability to produce milk. So with the chromium, we're helping to maintain that milk production during those heat stress times.
Huh, that's something that I'd never really considered, chromium being involved with milk production particularly, but it kind of makes sense biochemically now that I think about it. So that's interesting. One of the other compounds that, you know, popped up when I was doing some background of wanting to try to talk to you about this was betaine. You know, what role do you think that plays with cattle? Because that's something that's popping up more and more as well in helping them deal with this stress, especially like down here in Georgia, we got a lot of long-term stress because it never cools off at night from our high humidity.
So betaine at a basic level is an osmolite. So that's going to help maintain hydration at the cellular level. So it helps to boost the cell membranes and maintain the moisture within the cell. So that's really working from a on heat stress at a cellular level to help maintain those tight junctions and the cell membranes. And when we start looking at betaine, there's two different types. There's a natural betaine that's it's a byproduct of sugar beet production. And then there's a synthetic form, and there's different people in the industry will have different comments. But as far as research goes, from a heat stress and the use of the betaine as an osmolite, there's never been a difference shown between the natural and the synthetic and how it actually acts in the animal.
Okay. Well, and that does make sense and gives us a good market for some of our sugar beets as well.
Yes, sir.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A Diet Forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
Well, one of the things, I come from a background of food safety where we used a lot of multiple hurdle approaches trying to reduce pathogen entry. And something that has translated back into nutrition and dairy production is trying to use several of these strategies, these multiple ingredients or multiple approaches, and where we're seeing that's more of a synergistic effect, where it's more effective than just a single solution or a couple of solutions tied together. So why do you think that is? What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think when you start looking at something like heat stress, where it impacts multiple systems throughout the body, you've got to attack. If the animal's getting attacked or getting impacted in multiple locations, you need a solution that also works in multiple ways. Unfortunately, with heat stress and pretty much every other issue, there's no just silver bullet out there that's going to fix all of your problems. So when you start looking at heat stress products, and you know that heat stress impacts the ability of the animal to stay hydrated, it impacts milk production, it impacts water intake, it impacts feed intake, So you've got all of these different systems that are impacted by this stress event. Trying to use just a single product, no matter what it is probably going to fall short of what you actually want. And when you start looking at some of these multiple component products, the idea isn't, if we've got three ingredients in it to get a 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, the idea is those products can work together and you get a 1 + 1 + 1 = 5. So the idea is to gain some efficiencies through synergism.
Yeah. And that sounds great. And, one of the big benefits that I've seen, and I always try to ask people that do the heat stress work on this, that there's a difference in heat stress, whether you're talking about Arizona heat stress versus Georgia, Florida versus Wisconsin, versus Illinois versus Kansas, any of these locations, they have very different profiles of heat stress. And, having this multiple ingredients allows you to use this approach and deal with some of those changes. And I mean, do you think that's one of the benefits or?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. The heat stress that animals are under in Florida, where it's hot and humid, is very different than the heat stress of animals that are in Arizona, where it's hot and dry, versus Nebraska, where it might be 80 degrees in the afternoon, but it's going to cool down to, 40 degrees that night. And then they're dealing with major temperature swings. So all of those, different, it's all gets back to stressors. And heat's always a component in all of those, but the individual impacts from those different situations are going to impact the animals differently. A multi-component product would be, in my opinion, more beneficial than a single component product because you can attack it from multiple angles.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Brian. I really appreciate it. And with that, we conclude another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast presented by Wisenetics. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to stay updated on future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. Your feedback is really invaluable to us and helps us lead on to who we ask to speak to next. So until next time, this is Todd Calloway from the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast signing off.